This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
On the go breakfast and Capricorn family in Popo Zara Frequency. We are continuing with the fresh squeeze. It's been a difficult time. So we are touching base with someone who's going to take us through a real life story as a frontline worker who survived the second wave of COVID-19 infections.
Yeah. And we hope that, you know, this story, you will pick up something from it, especially during this time that we are in right now. And we are talking to the Secretary General at the NHCPA, Dr. Prudence Buthelezi. Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us. So tell me, I mean, as somebody who's been in as a frontline worker, a doctor for that, you are most likely to be at risk at work with the work that you're doing because of COVID-19 and the likes. So just tell us a bit about your working environment.
What I can say is that our working environment, it's not good so far in all the provinces. If I can start with our PPE, you know, we find that our PPE is not effective. It's not a quantity one. If you can go to many hospitals, you'll find them using KN95. And KN95 is not for hospital. So we are also crying out loud to the government that can they please look out for our PPE. Number two, what I can talk about is that as frontliner, it's a festive season, you know. We are looking at a patient with COVID-19 where we find there are no beds, we find there's no oxygen. The hospital is full. The ICU beds are full. And as it is festive season, there are patients who are traveling from provinces to another provinces, the accidents. So we find trauma patient queuing on the corridor. You find patients also who are stabbed because of alcohol going to parties, you know. And then while we still have those who are suffering from chronic diseases but having an acute like DKA, those who are having asthma attack, those who are having an emergency hypertension. So our hospitals are not coping. And as frontliners, we find ourselves not coping. So the environment, it's not good at all.
Yeah. Emotionally and generally, you must be exhausted. I mean, I'm reminded of this because there was a campaign that we went with one of the national artists. And, you know, we went to different hospitals just to lift the mood of health professionals. And I can tell you through the conversations that we were having, they were saying, look, we are tired. We are exhausted. Emotionally, we are even worried that we are going to take this thing back home to our families.
Oh, that's true. We are emotionally not okay. We have it burnt out. As you've already indicated, the shortage of the staff. We had a shortage of staff before COVID-19. Now it's even worse because if you can see the healthcare professionals that are dying, right now we have a plus minus 450 who have passed away, the healthcare professionals. And what is worse is that you don't find any replacement. Healthcare professionals are dying, but they are not replaced. Number two, there are no healthcare professionals. There are GPs out there who are willing to help in the hospital. But we don't know what's wrong with the government not involving them, because the GPs, they've went in all provinces, they've been engaging with their department that here we are, we want to assist. Before you can even go to Cuba, here we are. But there's nothing the government that has called them to come and assist. Another thing, they are those who are still unemployed doctors, sure, who are sitting at home, who are waiting to work to overcome this problem of shortage of healthcare professionals.
Yeah.
And another thing is the sessional doctors. We find out in one of the provinces where there's a crisis, but we find that in June, the contract of the sessional doctors was terminated, and others, the contract were never renewed. While we are crying of the shortage, and this is killing those who are already working, who are becoming more overworked, more depressed because of this situation. And what another thing is said is that there's no compensation in all this.
Sure.
We work, we get infected, and then when you stay for 10 days only, you must go back to work. There's no psychological, psychiatric evaluation whether you are ready now to go back to work, you know. There's no care of the healthcare professionals at all.
Yeah. I mean, speaking of infections, you were infected yourself. Like, take us through the journey until you recovered.
I can explain where I was infected because I'm one doctor who's working in my private practice and I work in the hospital, two hospitals, public hospitals. So I cannot tell when I was infected. What happened is that on Saturday, I wanted to go to the mall, but I had just severe diarrhea. And unfortunately, also my daughter started to have that diarrhea that same day. Then on Sunday, when she woke up, she started to say, "Mommy, my throat is sore and I cannot breathe over my nose." But I didn't think it was COVID, you know. And then I just gave her the lozenges and then it moved on. Monday, when I went to work in my private practice, I started to cough. I coughed then until at night I couldn't talk, I couldn't breathe. Then that's when I was rushed to the hospital. Then I found out that I was COVID. Then my daughter also went to test, and my family, my son and my husband, they tested on Tuesday. Sure. But they were negative by then, and my daughter was positive. And she was admitted because she was 11 years old and that she's asthmatic. So we had to be admitted. So it proved that in the second wave, there's this variant, a new variant, that as the minister has said, the 501 B2, that this variant is infecting mostly the youth. Can't you see the many youth, including those who went to from Joburg to KZN, and many of them, they were infected in this second wave. So you can see that this one is infecting the young ones, as my child was infected and was admitted.
Yeah. And so what would you like to say to the people of Limpopo about COVID-19 ahead of Christmas? I mean, as someone who's gone through this and someone who's a frontline worker as well and whose family has been affected as well.
What is so bad again is that just yesterday my husband started coughing and then went for test and now she's positive. So that means I've infected two in my family.
Yeah.
And I'm praying to God that he survived this too. What I want to say is that all the healthcare professionals, we sometimes push ourselves to an extent that our body cannot cope. Immediately when we feel the symptoms, whether it's cough, whether it's nasal congestion, one of those two symptoms, let's just not sit, but let's stand up and go and look for help, especially just do the test and make sure that it's not COVID and get treatment immediately than to go for oxygen and be intubated. So I'm encouraging my healthcare, my colleagues, but please let's understand our body. If we see the symptoms, let's just go and test immediately. To the communities out there, oh, please, please help us as healthcare professionals. You know, we are dying, taking a risk for you, but you don't take care of yourself out there. Can you please? It's no longer in the government's hands, but it's in your hands now. As the president said, that it could be the last Christmas for many South Africans. Let us not do that. Can we please just put our mask on? Can we please wash our hands every 30 seconds and sanitize them? Can we please social distancing? We are appealing in the shops because managers in the shops, they don't follow this thing of social distancing 1.5 meter away. You find people pushing each other in the malls. Can they please monitor that? Because this is also increasing the number of people being infected with COVID. And also crossing the provinces. Can we please just this year only sit at home? Home is better than ICU. Can we please just sit home for this Christmas? Don't travel around public transport. Many of you will get infected this year.
Phew, doctor, that was a mouthful, really. And we can only hope and pray that the people of Limpopo were able to hear this and that they will respond accordingly. Thank you so much for sharing a very personal aspect of your life and as an attempt to try to caution people in terms of, you know, the dangers of COVID-19. That was the Secretary General at the NHCPA, Dr. Prudence Buthelezi.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.